वेलकम टू एवरीवन। एनी कंटेम्पलेशन टू बी शेयर्ड? Okay, yeah, so. Yeah, good.
But I actually had a question that was the difference between D and Pragna.
And D, yeah. Difference between D and Pragna.
Yeah,
Yeah. Yeah, also discriminating wisdom. But like, you know, as we know, like discrimination means we can only discriminate between what we know already.
That's what I was
thinking. Yeah.
So,
yeah, that's why like prajna is like, is not completely light. It has something of the past, you know, from the influence of knowledge.
Yes, so that was what I was going to ask. If, in a sense, even prajna has an element of, like, a subtle sort of mind still there.
Certainly.
When you use the word wisdom, discriminating wisdom, it's a very high form of wisdom, but it's still a subtle mind.
Yeah, it's still subtle mind.
It's sort of beyond the mind.
Beyond the mind, yeah.
Is that correct understanding?
Yeah, yeah. That is correct, yeah. It's just beyond the mind, yeah. Completely kind of like, you know, light. Yeah. Actually, dhi means light, you know. Yes, please.
And experiences of others. You know how, like, when people first begin to stir, to come to spirituality, and they need a teacher that they like.
Immediately?
They finally need a teacher that they like. And the tendency is to idolize the teacher. And then when they find out that the teacher is human, even if the teacher has been telling them that, then they get really pissed off, and they feel, you know, betrayed, and run away. So my question is both, like, what is the best attitude for, you know, the seeker, and what's the best attitude for the teacher?
So, like, a kind of like, as far as I can see, like, for best attitude for seeker is not to expect, you know, something very high, you know, expect human relation and, you know, all human mistakes could be there. And maybe from teacher side, to expect kind of like a friendly relation, you know, not like a, you know, not expecting that I have found somebody to obey me, kind of. And then I think, you know, then it will work, kind of, somehow. Otherwise, it's very difficult to kind of go together. So this is kind of like my understanding. any more reflections? So, I think, you know, I would like to ask permission of the group, because I really want to skip little, you know, because the story is like, you know, this travel story, and I think, you know, because already we traveled a lot, so that will be not of very much interest. So if everyone allows, can I? Okay, thank you. Yes, please.
May I just ask a small question?
Uh-huh.
So he asked to go to
pilgrim, yeah.
Ashrams,
holy places, yeah.
And forest
also.
So now we're going to skip that, but I was just curious why he asked specifically forest.
You know, because I'm just like, you know, I read in between, so I'm kind of like going to tell you, you know, what, like where he went and, you know, kind of, yeah. So basically, like, it's like more geographical, you know, description, you know, description of rivers, description, like, you know, first he went to Prayagraj, which is Allahabad, if you know Allahabad. Then he went to Vindhyachal, which is east of Varanasi, like around 60 kilometers east of Varanasi. It's another pilgrim place. Then he went to Chitrakoot, you know, which is from Allahabad around 160 kilometers south. And then to, like, near Lucknow, this there is one pilgrim place, like, very, where many, many sages has been. Rande, you know, it's called Rande, something. Nemisharande. Nemis, yeah. And from there, like this one, like forest, you know, visited forest, which is like a in between Kanpur and Jhansi, that area. And then came back home, like after visiting this area, you know, and certainly, according to, like, time he lived, you know, this will be, like, you know, a lot, because kind of like you have to walk, and on the way, if river is there, no bridge, you know, like that kind of, you know, situation. So certainly, kind of, even I think, for these days, even going around the world, you know, it's like, it will be more than this, you know, kind of, maybe traveling to space, you know, something like that. And coming back home, like, from this visit, something really happened to him, kind of, something really, he really started questioning. And I think, like, from visits, you know, generally, say, like, at home, I will have a, like, something to to reach, you know, like I want to reach this. And then when we are visiting, then we see people who already have reached that. And kind of, we also see that they are not any different than me, you know, their state, kind of like I think as Buddha said that the nature of mind is like a spoon in the dal, kind of, you know, it's inside, but it can never taste. So similar thing is with the nature of mind. It really seems like, you know, saucy around, but there is no taste that mind can taste, you know. And this is why we have to keep on changing always, because, you know, like if say a spoon can be fed from the dal, you know, I think there will be like some stop. And since the nature of mind is, it really cannot melt, you know, somehow. Like the nature of mind is not melting. And not melting means not really knowing. And this is why we have to repeat, you know, like repeat and keep on changing objects. So coming back, he could recognize nature of mind like this. And yeah. No, not purest, you know, the deluded, you know, like the, yeah, kind of, you know, because then it can really merge. Right. Yeah, so not that one. Like, you know, the mind which really kind of motivates us from one to another, that kind of mind. So then, like coming back home, he really wanted to share his state with the teachers, you know, like who were available in the kingdom. So he started talking to them, and he's saying, "Chalani lot pal view sam lochan lolatam bruhicheta kritam tektva hetuna ken muhyas." So saying that the, like I realize, Ram is speaking, he's saying that I realize that mind keeps on walking without having any eye, you know, without having any eye to see, kind of eyes to see. So it keeps on wandering from one to another without, kind of like without any learning, and seems like you know, seems like like he's saying, like astonished, you know, astonished by objects, and has no way to recognize the reality. So bruhicheta. So how you can say that mind has some awareness, like it's difficult to say that mind has awareness because it keeps on in getting involved from one to another, another to another, without learning anything. So saying, looks like that kind of is the nature of mind, that's how mind keeps on engaging us from one to another.
I'm just wondering, when my mind wanders from one place to another, sometimes I know it's wandering, but I like
the wandering,
yes.
Yeah.
Where it's wandering to,
yeah.
Even though I know that that's not conducive.
Yeah.
Why do I?
Yeah, because this, like the knowing, like there is like little awareness, but not enough to pull back. So like kind of slowly, when this awareness has gravitation, then it can pull back. Like many things, like we really know, but knowing is not powerful enough to withdraw from them. So kind of like he's saying, like something like that, mind doesn't have that kind of awareness, enough awareness to pull back, to withdraw, or to to say that, I have done this enough, I can do something different, or so, like something like that. किन्निष्ठा केच ते केन कियन्तः कारणेन ते आधयः प्रविलुम्पन्ति ममोगे इव आखवा. So Ram is saying, I really recognize the nature of mind that way. Now I am asking, where should I put my loyalty? I have been loyal to my mind and keep on repeating myself. Seems like without learning anything. And I can see that now. But I really don't know where to put my loyalty, to which area I have to be loyal to, because I only know to be loyal to the mind. So if you can tell me where I should be loyal to, where I put my attention to, so that Mamo ge iv akhava, so that I can feel more home, like more like with mind I'm not feeling any more home. So I'm asking where to put my loyalty, so that I can feel more being home. Manne na anuchitanam twamadhinam padamuttamam apats cha prayojyate nirhina api cha adhaya. And looking looking to teacher, saying like, looks like you have found some loyalty, you know, looks like, you know, like looking at you, looks like you don't do this like what I have been doing. So looks like you have found some loyalty, and also looks like you have found like some deeper meaning of life, and this is why you doesn't seem to be affected, you know, the way I'm affected by mine. So you doesn't seem to be affected that way. Yatha abhimat amash tvam bruhi prapyas cha anag sarvamev punar en bhetyante tvam tuna dhaya. So, you know, Ram is saying that I put out my question and you don't have to answer now, you know. He's saying like, you know, you really take your time to answer me. Yatha abhimat means only when you feel will be right to speak, you know, then only answer to me. And like he's saying, like, I will wait until you answer, you know, kind of. I'm not in hurry. I just said what I have to say, and now you really have to feel the right moment to answer me. Iti uktamasya sumate raghuvans ketura akanya yak muchitarth vilas garbham tatyaj khed abhi garjati varivahe vahi yatha tanu mita bhimat matarth siddhi. So like when Ram spoke like that, so having heard Ram speaking like that, the teacher really, like the word he's using, like vilas, garbham. Garbham means like a kind of pregnancy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Womb, yeah. So he's saying like listening that the teacher has to go to the womb, you know, not to the womb of mother, you know, like really womb of wisdom, like kind of like really approaching womb of wisdom, so that it could be spoken in such a way so that it's very helpful for Ram. So he really, I think, kept quiet, you know, gave time to contact, and so that it fulfills the you know, probably so that on the screen, you know, like same kind of language come which Ram could understand, you know, like that, that's what it really means, kind of. You know, I think in this screen of Dhi, there are many, many translators, you know, kind of like in computer we have only one translator, you know, it can translate in English, you know, every time it comes in English. And in this Dhi, we have like many, many translators, and every time different kind of language come, different kind of way of speaking come. So that's what the teacher contacted, and no, it's transpersonal, certainly, yeah. It's kind of a, you know, you know, if personal, you know, it's like collective personal, you know, kind of like from the whole, you know, yeah.
So you spoke one time about this pool of collective knowledge, which is not personal. And then behind, it's not personal, but it's still like accumulated human knowledge.
Yeah.
And then beyond that, there's also another place.
Yeah.
Which at that text was called Kevalan.
Yeah.
So how does D relate to these two?
Yeah, you know, because like, there is like a, you know, I was speaking, you know, because there is like a way of kind of keeping in memory of collective, you know, the whole knowledge. So that is not as Dhi, you know, this. That is kind of like, you know, there is like a like in this kind of like expression of whole, there is a way that everything is stored, you know, within a system of collective way, you know. And like there comes like in practices, there comes a time that one can really kind of is eligible to know from there, you know, from the past. So that is from the past. And like this, like Dhi, is not from the past, you know, it's from now, you know. Yeah. So this is like little different.
And Kevalam?
No, Kevalam is like, you know, this state, you know, beyond the Dhi, you know. Yeah.
So it's still kind of even further on.
Yeah, little, kind of like, you know, because Dhi is like little, like say when your computer is like, screen is on, and because you cannot keep screen on forever, so then you have to kind of, you know, when screen is off, it's like Kevalam, like this. Screen on means, you know, like when, say, when all of you are here, you know, I'm in a natural state, but not same if I'm alone, you know, because I have to be little kind of like, I have to send my antennas, you know, little to really to the hearts of everyone. So like little kind of, you know, active of Kevalam will be Dhi. And yeah, little active Kaivalyam, you know, the state below that, it will be like Dhi, you know, like when you need to send antennas, you know, to connect. So it will be Dhi. And then, like, after that will be the Kaivalyam, you know, like when, you know, if antennas are not needed to send, you know, kind of. So,
antenna,
you know, like, when you send signals, you know, like when I'm sitting here, I really have to have signals in order to kind of, you know, to feel everyone, you know, kind of like it's, I'm not, you know, at that ease, you know, like as I will be alone. Okay. So like dhi will be like little connection, you know, kind of conscious connection, and kevalyam will be, you know, kind of like really a very, you know, other state. इति प्रष्टो मुनीन्द्रेण समास्वस्य च राघवः उवाच वचनं चारु परिपूर्ण अर्थ मंथरम्. सो हैविंग आस्क्ड बाय राम इन दैट वे इन ए वेरी very, very genuine way, you know, it's not to check out, you know, many times we ask to check out. So since was not to check out, so uvach bachanam charu, I think, you know, a kind of char means like speaking like char actually literally means beautiful. So like in speaking in, we can say good way, very good way, and paripurn arth mantharam, and kind of trying to speak in a way so is like, you know, steered all and kind of like when you steer milk, you know, then like the you know, like steered in a way so that all goodness can come, you know, kind of like he can speak in such a way that what he is capable of that can come in the words. So he spoke that way. Bhavata prashto yatha vad adhuna akhilam kathayam aham agyo api ko langhayati sadvacha. So because you have asked, so I'm going to speak, and although he's saying I might be not able to speak in such a way that you understand. But since the way you ask me, kind of like I cannot stop without speaking, you know, like kind of like you really asked in such a loving way, so I will not be able to not speak, you know, like I will anyway speak. Aham tavat ye jato nije asmin pitra sadman krameen vriddhim samprapt prapt vidhyas sansthita. So, like having, he's saying like, I really have to tell kind of like where I stand, you know, like where I will be speaking from. So saying, having born in the family, in the family of my parents, and gradually growing up, also gradually having academic qualifications, you know, like I really finished my academic qualifications, being born in a family, gradually growing, and then tata sadachar paro bhutyang aham muninayaka brih tirth yatrarth murvim buddhi mekhalam. And of course living life of kind of like gentleman way of life, you know, living that way of life. Of course then also I went to a pilgrimage, you know, like saying, probably, I think, you know, introducing himself, you know, so that Ram understands that also, I also have done this, you know, is not, you know, one could think that, you know, if teacher has not done this, you know, how can answer me? So this is why he is introducing, you know, living a good life. I also went for pilgrimage and came back, and then etakta kalen sans rastha mimam haran samudbhuto manasi me vichar. So I midrsha, and spending time like that, really, in my mind, one day, like the heart appear, vivekin paritatma tena aham tadanu swayam bhogano rasaya buddhya pravichar tava nidan. And certainly looks like when this thought came. I was taken over by the wisdom, you know, somewhere, something, it was in spite of me. And somehow that, through that thought, I really started having less taste in worldly thing, you know. Somehow that made me question about my life. So bhog no rasaya, like the taste which I was availing in worldly things, that started fading, you know, that was not same as it used to be. Kim named vat sukh e sansar santati jayate mrtaye loko mriyate jananay cha. And really, the happiness of like worldly things and enjoying the, like children of them, you know, like we, one thing and the other. So, like the question came to me, he's saying that if I'm here to be born and to live, to die, or something else, you know, that was the question. Asthira sarva eve me sacharachar cheshthita apadam pataya papa bha da vibhav bhumaya. And somehow really knowing them, that like I cannot stand for that anymore, and then really made enough efforts to understand, like he's saying, vibhava bhumiya, you know, I really made enough efforts to understand other states of being, you know, not only that state, but I really tried enough so that I can understand the kind of another states of being, you know, like the you know, subtle realms of life. Ayah shalaka sadrasha paraspar mangina slishyante kevalam bhava mana kalpanaya swaya. And somehow I really found, shlaka means like a, you know, the, like generally from which you put like the coal in the eyes, you know, this stick made of like a wood, and then you put coal, you know, shlaka. So he's saying like somehow I really found one of them to really, you know, kind of the uncover the upper state and find the lower, and kind of, you know, like he's saying, like, I really found a way to do that, you know, to go inside me by uncovering, you know, like this, from this, like, you know, it's like very, very, yeah, very fine, because, you know, shlaka, you know, that means like you use to put coal in your eyes, you know, so that means kind of, how will you say, very thin and kind of like very appropriate for the job, you know, for that kind of job. So it's saying like, by having, you know, made practices, many, many, I found, like, you know, many times he calls, like, yukti, you know, yukti means your own way. Yeah, it's the same thing, you know, like, yukti means you find your own way of reaching in. So saying like, I really, having made enough effort, I found this goal thing, you know, so that I can really uncover and go deep, and then uncover and go deep. So having made enough, and he's saying like, this was not my imagination, you know, mana kalpana, you know, this was, now it's not like a, I imagine this, you know, it's like really, it's not imagination, it's not from the mind, it's something else I found, and that really helped me to kind of reach within. Mana. Kama yattamidam jagadabhod drishyate manascha asat iv abhat ken isma parimohita. And having found that yukti, that I could really see that people from the world, they really are attached to this mind, who really constantly seeking pleasures without kind of having experiences, but without experiencing pleasures, you know, kind of like, you know, saying like, having really reached deep in, I could see that people are attached to the mind, who is constantly looking for pleasures and involving into acts of pleasures, but not really receiving pleasures, you know, kind of, you know, saying, I could really see that we are going through that without having any essence of pleasure. Astaev vayam kast vikrishta mood buddhaya mrigtrishnam bhasha dure bane mrigt mraga iv. And really seeing like that, I could recognize that, like, I am mood. Mood means I really think I know, but I don't know, kind of, you know, like I could recognize that I really think I know, but I really don't know. I am one of the deer who is looking mirage, you know, and really running for water and finding no water and running, kind of like constantly running, really seeing water and running and in reality no water. So kind of like he's saying, like, really having seen deeply, I could recognize me like that. न केनचित् विक्रीता इव संस्थिता बत मूढ़ा वयम सर्वे जानना अपि संबरम एंड हैविंग एबिलिटी टू सी लाइक दैट व्हेन आई लुक्ड इन वर्ल्ड टुवर्ड्स एवरीवन मोस्ट ऑफ अस have been doing that, you know, looking in mirage, looking for water, knowing that it's there, but not finding, you know, kind of like that way. So, having seen that, also I could recognize that that's how we kind of keep running for water. किमेतेषु प्रपंचेषु भोगानां सुदुर्भगा सुधैव हि वयं मोहात् संस्थिता बद्ध भावमा एंड रियली नोइंग द प्रपंच kind of, you know, this is where we are engaged, those kind of activities, knowing that, and knowing that we cannot reach water that way, kind of. And also knowing that I have to stay with my understanding that I cannot reach water that way. And then maybe some other way comes, you know, kind of like really knowing that I really stayed with my understanding and not reach out for water in that way, like in mirage. Agyatam bahukalen vyarthamev वयं बने मोहे निपतिता मुग्धा सुभ्रे मुग्धा मृगा इव एंड ऑफ कोर्स लाइक हैविंग स्टेइंग विद दी विद माय नॉलेज स्टिल दी पुल फॉर मिराज हैज बीन स्ट्रांग यू नो इट्स नॉट दैट That was so easy. So, staying in the knowledge is still pull for mirage, stayed for longer time with strength. And like a, then only I was able to fall with my knowledge when really I got tired of like my temptation to Miraj, kind of like some point I got tired from temptation to Miraj, and then I could fall with my understanding. Kim me rajen, kim bhogai, ko aham, kim it magatam, yan mithe vastu tan mith, kasyanam kim agatam. And certainly, he's saying like, I used to long for a kingdom, you know, I used to long for all worldly pleasures. So certainly, having been with my understanding, certainly I could see that kingdom cannot give me what I want. The pleasures of life cannot give me what I want. And really, knowing that, started questioning what is this life about, you know, like what daily life is. And like, how come I am in the body, you know, how come I am the way I am? So all these like deep questions arise. Evam bimrasato brahman sarvasev tato mama bhavesh ratiratta pathikash marus iv. And certainly I started meeting teachers, and really listened them kind of, you know, very deeply. And really found me on the path, and somehow like he's saying, somehow spending time got married to wisdom, kind of, you know, like he's saying, like, Rati, you know, is like really embracing the wisdom. So somehow I was able to embrace wisdom, and but it really took all that, you know, all that effort, all that meeting, all that questioning. Tat etat bhagavan bruhi kim idam parinasyati kim idam jayate bhuya kim idam parivardhate. So certainly when Vasishth told his story, like Ram was again inspired to question, you know, somehow, and he's saying tat etat bhagavan bruhi kim idam parinasyati. So since you know, so could you tell me that what will come out of, you know, out of my life, you know, what I am doing? And what will grow in me, like the way I am questioning to you, you know, like if you can tell me how I will go along, kind of, you know. So this is the question from Ram, and maybe we read the answer tomorrow from Vasistha.